Chaye Sara. This week's commentary was written by Dr. Sarah Wolfe, Assistant Professor of Talmud at JTS. Falling Wisely. Chaye Sara offers us a scene straight out of a romantic comedy. By the middle of the parasha, Rebecca has agreed to follow Abraham's servant back to Canaan, where she will meet and marry Isaac. Rebecca and the servant near their destination on camelback as the afternoon draws to a close and Isaac is wandering in the fields. The mood is set for an elegant and romantic first meeting. But instead of a picturesque moment in which the betrothed parties walk steadily toward each other, their cloaks blowing gently in the wind, Genesis 24:64 tells us, Rebecca lifted her eyes, saw Isaac, and fell off the camel. A straightforward read of the scene would suggest that this was not the first impression Rebecca would have wanted, and her subsequent behaviour also suggests a hint of embarrassment on her part. Instead of proceeding immediately towards Isaac, she first asks Abraham's servant who this field wanderer might be. When he responds that it is his master, and hence her betrothed, she immediately covers herself with a veil, perhaps out of modesty, but perhaps simply because she is mortified. Yet several of the classical commentators do not read Rebecca's fall as accidental at all, but rather as a deliberate decision. In fact, they read both the fall and the veil as intentional indications of her modesty. Comparing the use of the verb to fall here with its purposive meaning in the expression to fall on one's face, meaning to worship, Ibn Ezra envisions Rebecca launching herself off the camel as a submissive reaction to seeing her future husband. Rashbam suggests that she was ashamed before him because she had been riding the camel like a man instead of side saddle. The commentators may have chosen this less likely interpretation because they were uncomfortable with this passage's subversion of what feminist film critic Laura Mulvey termed the male gaze, often more accurately referred to as the straight male gaze. That is, the fact that movies, art, and visual depictions in literature frequently take the perspective of a heterosexual man gazing with desire on the female form. Western culture's focus on women as erotic objects, of course, long predates film and is ubiquitous across the ancient world. Yet in this passage, the typically gendered roles of sight and desire are reversed. Isaac does not look up from his meditations in the field, but Genesis 24:63 implies that all he notices are the camels. It is Rebecca who sees the cute guy in the field, is so overwhelmed by her feelings in response that she briefly loses her composure and turns to the person next to her to whisper, "Who's that?" This unchecked expression of female desire might not have been particularly amenable to commentators who wished to portray a modest, seemingly virtuous matriarch, and so they opted instead to depict her as self-sacrificingly modest. While this is undeniably a misogynistic interpretive move, it is also worth noticing that in attributing modesty to Rebecca, the commentators also attribute more agency to her. Rebecca surely understood the behaviour expected of her as a woman in her society, and maybe the commentators assume that she, like them, thought that her best bet was to conform to them as closely as possible. If we imagine that Rebecca's fall is completely intentional, we might imagine a woman who is not literally swept away by her feelings, but rather a woman who sees someone she suspects may be her future husband and makes a quick, calculated decision about how to act. Most of us, I think, experience the newest of new beginnings, a burgeoning friendship or romance, a new academic path, or an exciting career opportunity that presents itself as some combination of these two types of falling. On the one hand, it is no coincidence that many of our metaphors for these beginnings, especially the ones we find most delightful, refer to the unintentional type of falling. We fall head over heels for someone. A job falls into our laps. We see ourselves as responding wholeheartedly to an exciting situation, spontaneously reacting to the experiences as they present themselves to us. This is an important way of relating to the world as our full selves, acknowledging that we are not always in control, and that as we go through the world, we, whatever gender we may experience and sometimes act on strong, even overwhelming emotions. On the other hand, we also need to make decisions about how we present ourselves in new situations, and we might decide that it's worth whatever it takes to prove ourselves from the outset that we are exactly who we want to be in our new role. As we launch ourselves into a job or a relationship, we often want to establish control over our own behaviour and how others perceive us, which can be just as valuable and important as our moments of emotional expression. The Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, head of the Volozhin Yeshiva in Lithuania in the 19th century, offers yet another read of Rebecca's fall from the camel in Ha'amek Davar, his commentary on the Torah. He suggests that she fell out of neither love nor modesty, but because she saw Isaac and felt fear. Noting that only afterwards does she ask the servant about the stranger's identity, the Netziv adds, however, she didn't even know who she was scared of. I think this comment gets at the heart of Rebecca's reaction to seeing Isaac, however we choose to interpret it. Feelings of fear, overwhelming excitement, and desire for control are all responses to facing the unknown. When we find ourselves at the start of something whose end is still hidden from us, may we have the courage and the wisdom to know how to fall.
If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and try out JTS's other shows by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. You can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.